This goes to Stephanie Boring, B-O-R-I-N-G-P-A-C, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Nickerson, N-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N, date of birth August 4th, 1947. Dear Miss Boring, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Nickerson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was October 27th, 2025. She has been having severe low back pain, and she's seen several back surgeons, and all have told her that back surgery would be very complicated, long, and the outcome would probably not be favorable. So they are encouraging her to go through physical therapy, which she's done, and to get back injections as needed. She has had higher blood pressure than usual since the back pain started. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Norvasc 5 milligram daily. Tramadol, she takes 50 milligrams, no more than one a day, and often she breaks those in half and uses a half tablet daily for back pain. That has helped. Pantoprazole or Protonix, she's been having steroid shots in the back. Xanaflex 2 milligram daily if needed. Crestor and APRISO 0.375 grams daily. Physical exam, weight is 90 pounds, pulse is 72. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 140 over 80. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, abdomen soft without ascites. No peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 7th of 2026. Creatinine is 0.99. Estimated GFR is 58. Calcium is 9.2. Albumin 4.5. Phosphorus 2.7. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 15.2. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, rheumatoid arthritis with the severe low back pain, responding favorably to steroid injections in the low back. 3, hypertension, currently on amlodipine 5 milligram daily. She is going to be a lot more careful about following a low salt diet. She has not been doing that to date. She prefers not to increase the amlodipine at this time and to see if managing the pain will help the blood pressure improve. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.